My future landlady knows I'm newly separated from my husband. She nods with an exaggerated sympathy when I tell her I need to move in soon. I am to understand that she, too, is without a husband, but she doesn't say whether a deliberate or fateful act made her so. She has deep creases in her cheeks and wears too much mascara. My new apartment is in the Casita de los Cornell. Her name is not Cornell. She lets herself into my apartment from time to time to leave me notes. She tells me the rent is a day late or that the electrician will be by on blue or pink post-its. If I still lived with my husband, I might feel bolder. I might tell her she isn't to come in when I am not at home. Instead, I think, there's nothing to hide here. One day, there's a margarine tub on my table. There's a note on it that says, I found this and thought of you and your bugs. She means the dragonfly and green beetle I have under glass by my bed. Or she means the two cicada shells I keep in a jar by the living room window. The margarine tub is opaque yellow with red writing. I have no way of knowing what is in it and whether whatever it is alive or dead. After a little while, I look anyway. A giant black beetle rattles across the bottom of the tub. Something has crushed it, almost in half. There are guts and legs all over. I put the lid back on and leave the tub where I found it for several weeks.